أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآلِ محمد وعجل فرجهم. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, dear brothers and sisters, dear friends, dear mothers and fathers, dear sons and daughters, dear students and dear teachers, to SOQ's Thursday night family night programs in the holy city of Qom. In the past few weeks, we have at least seen on the media, because personally I think most of us have not witnessed these riots, but we have seen on the media this great media onslaught which showed these various riots in the various pockets across the country. And so we thought that it is quite important for us to have information and knowledge regarding the matter, and this is what we are going to be focusing on tonight's SOQ Thursday night family night programs in the holy city of Qom. It is such an honor and a blessing to see all of you here gathered tonight on this Thursday night, this night before the day of Friday, here in the holy city of Qom, the auspicious and sacred holy city of Qom. So here tonight, of course, as we had said, we're going to have an analysis on the riots that occurred in the Islamic Republic of Iran. I have a quote here from Imam Khamenei. And he says that the wars of the world in the present day are now hybrid wars. So as in the past, the conventional wars of the past, for example, were military wars and they were hard wars. In the present modern day, the kind of wars that we witness across the world are hybrid wars. Now, a little bit of just some points on this hybrid war. So for example, these hybrid wars, they include the hard war, the soft war, the intellectual war. It includes the cultural war, cognitive war, psychological war, media war. And what's really interesting is that in the Mahsa Amini case, we see that the enemies of the Islamic Revolution and the enemies of the Islamic Republic, and in reality the enemies of Islam, they used this hybrid war. And you saw all of these different aspects that Imam Khamenei speaks about when he talks about hybrid war in this recent case of Mahsa Amini. More information regarding this will be given tonight in the presentation. So tonight we have gathered here on this Thursday night, students of Qom, family night programs in the holy city of Qom, and we are talking about a quick analysis on the riots that occurred in the Islamic Republic of Iran. We started our program today, tonight actually at 7:30, we had recitation of the Holy Quran, followed up by Dua-e Kumal. Next up, I just have one or two points. But actually, before I get into the points, it seems appropriate to recite a Surah Fatiha, three times Surah Ikhlas, for all of the ulama of the past, of course, including Imam Khomeini and Ayatollah Taqi Behjat, Allama Tabatabai, Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi, Ayatollah Hassanzadeh Amoli, and all of the scholars of the past, and of course, all of the shuhada, including Shahid Haj Qasim Soleimani and Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, all of our marhumin, the marhumin of tonight's sponsors, with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. One of the points that we brought up in the beginning of the program was the idea that the wars in the modern day, in the modern age, are hybrid wars. They are no longer single aspect military or conventional wars. As we know, they are called hybrid wars, which include a whole bunch of different aspects, including the media war, the psychological war, cultural war, and some other ones that we listed. And we very clearly saw this in the case of Mahsa Amini and the events that occurred after her death. Another one of the things that Imam Khamenei talks about, he says that the reaction to the death of Mahsa Amini was not a natural reaction. It wasn't tabi'i, right? It wasn't ordinary, it wasn't normal. So what is this reaction that he's talking about? Some of the things that were seen during these riots, because we need to understand that they weren't peaceful protests, they were riots. And some of the things that we saw, which have been listed by Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, is the fact that we saw these riots where the Holy Quran was being burned. This is something that is definitely not normal in a Muslim country. The Holy Quran was being burned. We saw the snatching of hijabs from women who were wearing hijabs. This is some of the thing that happened, disrespecting and abusing both physically and verbally religious scholars, setting fire to masjids, setting fire to Husseiniyas, setting fire to banks, setting fires, breaking the windows of cars. This is all the things that we had seen. Attacking public servants and government officials, and of course, burning and vandalizing public property. All of these things are things that do not occur in regular protests when people have something to say. And so when you see something that happened not only so fast, but on all these different levels of vandalism and violence, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says that this clearly points the finger towards certain elements. And inshallah, we will talk about these elements in the presentation, who they were and what they were doing. My last point for tonight is this question that Imam Khamenei asks in his speech from October 3rd, 2022. If by any chance the brothers and sisters haven't had a chance to listen to it, at least read this speech. It is from October 3rd, 2022, in which His Eminence explained a lot of these things that occurred during the riots, which inshallah we're going to have in the presentation. But he asked this very important question. And so he says that you see a lot of riots all across the world, right? You see protests, you see this kind of vandalism in certain parts of the world. For example, you saw it in France, you saw it in the United Kingdom, you see it in the United States of America. But he says, and he asks, do you ever see the governmental officials officially coming out and supporting these rioters or these protesters, or this vandalism in any other part of the world? Yet he says that we have seen this not only in this occasion, we have seen it for 40 years. Again, another point that we will talk about in our presentation.